And next, Dublin's water shortage. And our environment correspondent, George Lee, is back to conclude his series. Now, George, you've dealt with Uisce Éireann's plans to fix the Greater Dublin area's East Coast water shortage by piping water from the Shannon and how that's being opposed in some quarters. And yesterday you were telling us how consumers can cut their own use and take shorter showers and so on and use the dishwasher. Today you're dealing with leaks. And there's a lot of leaks.
There's a lot of leaks. And it's really, when you think about the amount of water that we have in, well, we'll talk about the Greater Dublin area, but this is an issue all over the country. The reason I'm saying the Dublin area is because I think I know the figure. The figure is we're told that we can sustainably get 600 million litres of water per day into the Dublin area. And that's as much as they can supply. And we're now over that. Mm-hmm. But what we're also told, and we were told up until 2018, is that nearly half of that was going out in leaks. But that's a lot of water every day.
That would be about 300 million litres, is that right?
Yeah, but now, however, they have invested a lot. They have been doing an awful lot since then, and they've brought down the level of that leak. So it's now down to, I think, of the order of a third, still 200 million litres of water per day. So tackling the leaks, and particularly those on the street, but not just those on the street, is really, really important. There's a huge carbon footprint, as I was saying yesterday, in the energy that's used to actually pump that all over the place to clean up that water. What a huge waste. But a lot of the pipe work under, say, most towns, but in the ones in Dublin, go back, you know, 100, 200 years. Like, they're very old, very creaking, and a lot of them are very leaking. So one of the areas where...
But they've not been digging up the roads for years and years, George, replacing pipes.
Anya, get used to it. They're going to be doing it for years and years to come because there's a lot of pipes down there of the order, say, of 63,000 kilometres around the country. You know, and people just think you put it down and that's it. But in the olden days, as they used to say, they didn't have plastic pipes. You know, they didn't have things that would last forever. They had things that could break, and you get heat, you get freezing, you get all sorts of stuff, and whatever they're made out of, whatever compounds they are, they expand, they contract, and they crack. And so that's where a lot of the leaks are coming. So tackling it is a huge issue, but tackling it sounds like just fix the leaks. So I went down to see, well, what's involved in fixing the leaks. And there's one particular place in Dublin, and there's a 2.5 kilometre stretch. It goes from Eamon Street to Clontarf, where the roads have been dug up around North Strand there, and it's been going on for a long time. And a lot of it is about replacing pipes, replacing electricity and stuff like that. Just to look down and see what it is. Oh my God, it is so complicated. You'd run away if you were you or me. It is, there's so many pipes, there's so many live electricity wires, there's so many gas mains and so on, looking down, and you wouldn't know where to start. In fact, the one which I was pointed out to me was the water mains. I didn't actually see that first. It had to be pointed out to me. So I was there with the Irish Water's head or regional operations officer, and his name is Stephen Burke. And we looked down into the hole, and this is what he told me.
So those are both currently live high voltage ESB cables. There's also a live gas main underneath here. There's some public lighting, and there's more electricity cables over there. We come across this everywhere. We often might use a term, you have to dig with a spoon in the city, because all this material you see here as well, is a lot of that is fill material and backfill material. Further that way, a lot of the city is actually built with reclaimed ground. So we actually find that some of this material can be quite corrosive. So we have to buy special water mains as well to provide extra protection against the corrosion of the ground. But yeah, everywhere in older parts of Dublin, this is typically what you come across when you dig a hole.
It's absolutely fascinating, isn't it, when you think of kind of the infrastructure beneath our feet that none of us see or are aware of. Most people will have more water meters installed at this stage. I know they're not paying for water, but the meters are there. So what's that telling us about leaks and what's happening?
It's telling us that there's quite a lot. You see, I think the figure, and I think I mentioned it yesterday when I was on the programme, was between the estimate, because a lot of this is estimated on the basis of what's coming and going, what they know from meters. They estimate that between the order, in terms of houses, that 7-10% of houses have leaks. And when you look at them, they say, well, we also actually know from some of the soundings that they're getting back and some of the measurements they're doing, don't ask me how they're doing them, that... of the order of about 400 houses have massive leaks. And those 400 houses, between them, they're leaking about 5,000 litres per day on average. And just to kind of image that, like if you have a very, very, people might know what an oil tank is for their central heating system. If it was full to the brim, I think the biggest ones of them are around 1,000 litres. So it's 5 of them a day. And there's 400 houses doing that.
And so that's, and do people know? Would you have any way of knowing or finding out? Can you ring Ishka Éireann and find out, am I one of these houses where there's 5,000 litres of water leaking somewhere?
They might be able to look at if they have, if you've been one of the houses that you've been lucky enough, if that's the right description, to have had one of those water meters installed, the water things that they put outside your that all the rows were about for charging the smart meters. But if it's that level of leakage, you mightn't know at all. It might be underneath your house or something like that. So they do listen and they do check those meters, and they will contact a household, because I know of one very recently who received a letter, said, we see that there's a lot of water going out in your house. We think you might have a leak. Can we come and have a look? So they do genuinely do that. They have a programme that is doing that. But it obviously takes time.
And presumably if they're coming to have a look and these pipes are all under the ground, that means, you know, if you've got, the water pipe runs up underneath your garden path or driveway, that's got to be dug up.
It does have to be dug up. And on digging them up, they think that if it's a first fix, they have a scheme which will help people. So they're saying that, look, if we really, really want to get this done, if you have a leak on your property, you know, we can see some things, but you know yourself, like some people will see that there's a waterlogging aspect in their garden or somewhere and so on.
Like a great big puddle in the middle
Absolutely.
Of the lawn.
They know, a lot of people do know, a lot of people don't know. But if you do know, they want you to fix it. And if you do have a problem and you're running away from it, they have a thing called a first fix free. Scheme, and Stephen Burke explained this to me.
If you think about it, there are maybe 9,000 kilometres of water main in the Greater Dublin area. There are probably 10 times that private side pipe work. If you think that every house has tens and tens of metres of private side plumbing, so some of the leakage is definitely on the public side network. There is a lot on the private side network as well. And we really want to work with customers to try and tackle that. We have a first fix free scheme that if anybody becomes aware or is suspicious of leakage in their property, we'll come out and we'll do a survey. And if it's an external leak, we'll facilitate the repair of that. But we're willing to work with anybody to try and fix the leaks within their property.
And despite all of this that we've been hearing from you all week, George, because, you know, the scale of this problem, when you think about it, is a bit mind-boggling. Progress is being made.
Progress has been made because the amount of leakage has come down, and they've got, as I said earlier, they've got it from 46% overall down to 37% nationally, 33% I think it is in Dublin, and their target is to bring it down to 25% nationally, 20% in Dublin by 2030, and they are spending a lot of money. I think it's €250 million per year on a programme to help fix these leaks. So it is really important, and it does save a lot of water. If they do achieve them, the big question is, well, then can we stop worrying? Because, you know, the people who don't want the water to come from the Shannon say fix the leaks. Lots of people who don't even know about that say fix the leaks. We're paying for these leaks. It has a big carbon footprint. So if we fix them, and if by some magic wand we did
it. Well, then is it fixed?
Is it fixed? Do we need the water? Can we have the headroom? Do we need to worry? Will we have all of these calls for conservation? So I asked Stephen Burke that, and he was emphatic. This is what he said.
No. With the best will in the world, even if we get our leakage down to the region of 20% by 2030, the population is growing very rapidly. We're seeing huge increases in commercial consumption also. So even with savings through leakage, we are still on a knife edge in the GDA in terms of water supply. There were several days in January where water demand for the Greater Dublin area exceeded the amount of water we were able to produce in our treatment plants. And we had them all running at maximum production.
It's been a fascinating series, George. And if people want to, they can listen back, watch back on the RTE website.
Yes, they can. And I just hope that they make some progress, because I do think personally, the more I know about it, the more worried I am about the kind of summers we have ahead. If we're conserving water and being asked to do it in the Greater Dublin area, and we're not just talking about Dublin City, we're talking about out a long way. If you're asked to do that in the middle of the winter, what's going to happen in the summer? And we've had a very wet year. What about when we have some dry ones and they may be coming? So I'm very pessimistic about the whole use of water now after having a close look at it. And I just hope that people can begin to realise that this is a precious resource. It is not free. It costs a huge amount of money, and we haven't got enough of it. And with all that rain.
George Lee, thank you.